Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Now, in my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. Now, after his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." And then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" And he said to them, "It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has sent by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven."
So let's pray that God would help us as we look at the Bible together. Dear Father God, thank you that you're a God who speaks. Please help us now as we look at this passage to learn more things about you and what you're doing in this world so that we can love you more, trust you more, and live for you more. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm glad the table's been cleared a tiny bit, but I brought a few things from home. Just things that I like currently or I used to like. Now, we had some friends this week staying with us for a couple of days from Chile, and we took them around Oxford. And this book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, was written in Oxford. And you can go next to St. Mary's Church to Rose Lane. And exactly there is the point where C.S. Lewis got his inspiration, his brainwave to write it. There's a door with a lion's head. By the side of the door, there's a fawn with funny feet. And right next to the door, there's a lamppost. Now, I love this book so much that I'm going to read it to you. You ready? Chapter 1. Lucy looks into a wardrobe. Once there were four children whose names were Peter, Susan, Edmund, and... I also like sticker books. Just want to point this out. Now, this book's fantastic. It's got some stickers. And what you do with sticker books is this is one where you've got spaces to stick them in. So you take the sticker out, and then... I love puzzles. Now, this isn't a puzzle that I particularly like, but it was the first one I could grab. Now, the key to doing puzzles is you look at the picture and you get the edges and you get them all out. You find the corners, and then what you do is you start... Oh, I am so thirsty. This may be the best drink that man has ever made. Now, water's the best drink going, obviously. Now, what have I just done? I haven't finished the Coke. Well, there's a health warning on fizzy drinks now, so I'll finish it. Don't worry. For you, I'll finish it. Now, I haven't finished the Coke. There were four things that I just started, and I didn't finish them. Now, I've got this fantastic book, and if you've not read it, it's brilliant. It's the second book in the series, but it's the first one C.S. Lewis wrote. It's where you should start, by the way. Don't start with the first one. It's boring. Start here. But what do I need to do to finish this book? What do I need to do? Anyone? Stick at it, carrying on reading. So there was Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, and I keep reading and reading and reading. What do I need to do with this book? Here I am, I've got the sticker. How do I finish this bit? I find the page, which is page 10, which is this way, and I haven't got a clue where to stick it, so I'll just stick it there. Sorry, Judah, for ruining your book. The puzzle, I'm not even going to attempt it. But you get all the bits out and you put them all together. And here we go. No, no. four things. I started them, but I didn't finish them. And today we're starting a book in the Bible called Acts. And the book starts, verse 1, it's by a guy called Luke. And Luke wrote two books in the Bible. The first one's called Luke. And the second one isn't called Luke 2, it's called Acts. And verse 1 he says, in my former book, or in my first book, Theophilus, the guy who is writing to, he says, I wrote about the things that Jesus began to do and teach. So his first book is all about things that Jesus started, things that he began to do until verse 2. Well, it says this, until the day he was taken up to heaven. Book 1 is about Jesus coming to earth, and everything he did in the middle before he went back to heaven. Now, what did Jesus begin when he was on earth? Anyone? Maybe talk to the person next to you if you've got a big person, a little person. In Jesus' life, when he was in Mary's tummy, popped out until he went back to heaven, what did he begin to do? You've got 20 seconds to talk to the person next to you. Anyone? What did Jesus begin to do? Maybe some little people. Judah, what did Jesus begin to do? Share the good news about himself, yes. Anything else he began to do? That's like a jargon way of saying the answer, but what does that mean? What does it mean that he began to share the good news? Anyone? What did Jesus do? Tell me some of the things he did. So he shared the good news. He talked about God. The kingdom of God is here. Repent and believe. Anything else he did? Goitom? He healed people. Anything else he did? He died. Goitom's on a run. Anyone else apart from Goitom now? He died on a cross. He healed people. He told people how they could be saved, how they could get to heaven. And did he stay dead? No, he came back to life. Luke 1, not Luke 2, that's what we're looking at. Luke 1, Luke's first book, is all about what Jesus did in order that people could be saved, in order that people could be God's friend. The Bible says we've got a big problem. I've got a big problem. You've got a big problem. And the problem is God's angry with the way we live. God made a wonderful world, and he made it so that we could live as friends with him, live his good way. God said, this is the way to have life to the full. Follow me. But everybody everywhere doesn't want to follow God. We go our own way. We push God out the picture. We push God out of our lives. And the Bible says that's sin. And because I sin, because you sin, there's a problem between you, me, and God. That's why we die. That's why we're in trouble with God when we die. But Jesus came to save us. That's what book one's all about. He came to save us when he died on a cross. He lived a perfect life and he died a horrible death. He died on the cross so that we could be forgiven. I deserve God to be angry with me. I deserve God to be cross with me. But God the Father was angry with God the Son so that I can be forgiven. And he came back to life so that we can have life forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Jesus didn't just begin. He began and did everything that was needed. Everything that was needed for you and me to be God's friends. For you and me to go to heaven. But, Jude is right. The work of everybody finding out Jesus only just began. And this is what it looks like to finish it. Have a look at verse 6. Verse 6, Jesus is telling his disciples he's about to go away. He's about to go to heaven. And verse 6, the disciples are panicking and they say, Lord, are you going to, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? When are you going to finish the job, Jesus? Not finish the puzzle, but finish the job of the world being saved, the world becoming God's friends. And Jesus says, you don't need to worry about that, but you need to get telling people about it. Have a look at verse 8. God's going to do something in us and for us in order to finish the job. You're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and we're going to find out lots about the Spirit over the next couple of weeks.
But here's the bit I want us to see today. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth. Jesus came and he began the work of saving the world. Jesus has gone to heaven, and the book of Acts is about how Jesus carries on saving the world. And how he does it is he sends his spirit into each and every one of us, and he uses us to go and talk to people about him. And when we talk to people about him, some people get saved. And Jesus said to the people there and then, you need to do this in Jerusalem. You need to do this in Judea. You need to do this in Samaria. You need to do this in the ends of the earth. And as we look at the story, we're going to see that, tick, they went to Jerusalem and people found out and people were saved. The puzzle started to get completed. They went to Judea. They went to Samaria. Tick, tick. Now the job's over to us, because they ended up in a place called Rome, a city in Italy, and the job's not done. Finishes at chapter 28, and the job's still not done. The can has still got some drink in, and there are loads of places in the world, loads of people in our schools, loads of people in our streets, lots of people in Oxford, lots of people in our offices, lots of people in other countries that don't know about Jesus. So what's Jesus doing now as he sits in heaven? He watches us and he helps us to finish the job. He sends us to our schools, our workplaces, our roads to tell people about him. Jesus isn't in heaven having a holiday. Jesus is in heaven still doing his work of saving people. Now, I find that very exciting. He's not gone. He's there helping us. So we should talk to him and say, please help my classmates to come and know Jesus. But we don't need to just pray. We could talk to them about, what were you doing over the weekend? Well, I went to the Cowley Road Carnival and that was fun. But I also went to church and I got to know more about Jesus. Or whatever, however you do it. But Jesus is at work right now from heaven. And we're going to see that in this book. We've not been left alone. He's with us by his Spirit. And what's he doing? Well, he's using us to take the good news about him everywhere that we are. So let's do it. It's exciting. And one day the puzzle's going to be finished. And one day Jesus is going to come back and we're going to have a party with him, remembering that his job of saving the world is all done. That's going to be exciting. And on the way, it's going to be exciting as we see other people come to know and love Jesus for themselves. Now I'm going to leave it there. But I hope we won't leave it there. I hope we'll go home and carry on the story of Acts. Acts chapter 29, 30, 31, 32, wherever we're up to, whatever we're doing. Why don't we just spend a moment and think about Jesus? Think about what he's done. Think about what he's doing. And think about how he can use you. And then I'll pray. Well, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, we can't see you because you're in heaven. But we can see that you're at work in your world, saving people, helping people. We pray that we would see that more and more and more. And we pray that you would use us to finish the job that you came to do, to save the world, to help people be forgiven, to help people be your friend. Amen. Amen. And now what we're going to do.